All I know is it's a really slow day in the news. So we were going to talk about news, but there's just not a lot, you know, to talk about. So
yeah,
let's ignore news for an hour here and enjoy our Wednesday, North Idaho. Wednesday, North Idaho, hump day. I'm Bob Witte and joined by Ricky here because, yes, it's time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the weekly award-winning caliber talk show where each week we take a look at a top 10 list on a subject at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on that week. No politics here. And what is going on? Well, the holidays are over and now the dog days of winter are going on. I don't know if that's...
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Is it the cat days of winter?
Maybe the
gorilla days of
bear
winter?
Bear days of winter?
The bear days of winter. The snowmen days of winter. Yeah. Anyway, so today we celebrate the winter season. We'll have Ricky's top 10 favorite things about winter or to do in winter or something like that. And as always, we search the globe for the most world-renowned expert on winter to join us as our guest host. And I don't know why we searched the entire globe this week to find this world's most renowned expert on all things winter because, well, she's right here in Sandpoint.
What are the odds?
Yeah, just, you know, after exhausting ourselves for the last week, we finally said, hey, do you think about Colin Schweitzer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The marketing manager at Schweitzer Mountain Resort, our good friend Dick Christmer, will be with us today. Ricky's top 10 favorite things about winter, and we'll find out what is going on at Schweitzer. Of course, very safe activity to do. Get outside and ski or snowboard or snowshoe or whatever. What else is going on? Well, the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, who will be our guests on the show tomorrow after our weekly BGH segment, they have some hikes, wintertime hikes that are available for you. So we'll tell you, they'll tell us more about that tomorrow and how you can find out more about their snowshoe hikes. And just they have a winter hike page set up on their website. So that's something you can do. I kind of like that. What else? Oh, the Banff Film Festival is going on. I believe it's all month long because it's virtual this year, like everything else is. Banff Mountain Film Festival's primary intent is to keep patrons safe. Of course, this year of COVID, this year's films, which are new and current for 2021, are offered online only. There are two individual programs available for 8 to 9 films each. Films are only available through an internet connection, cannot be downloaded. Makes sense. You can give it as a gift if you like, or just go check it out. You can go to mountainfever.us or just Google Banff Film Festival. Either way, and you'll get that. So, yeah, everything, you know, as we talk about every week on this show and the Thursday show, just adapting and changing and just getting through this year. Of course, the vaccines are being distributed. And beginning today, the Panhandle Health District is hosting COVID-19 vaccination clinics in Sandpoint, Hayden, and Kellogg to assist dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, and other frontline healthcare workers who have direct contact with COVID-positive patients. So it's coming. It's coming to North Idaho. We'll learn more about that on tomorrow's show when we will have our weekly segment with a representative from Bonner General Health. Tell us the latest going on at the hospital. And also, like I said, Kelsey and Phil from Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness will join us tomorrow. Tell us how they're doing their film festival later this month and the hikes they have coming up and stuff like that. But for right now, it's going to be Ricky's top 10 favorite things. So what did you decide about winter to do?
Winter activities.
Winter activities.
Yes.
I like it. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Dig Christmer will be with us from Schweitzer. She'll be joining us on the phone here momentarily. So we'll take this break, get it out of the way, and we'll come back and be talking some chilly subject right after this.
Winterizing your home can involve a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for the winter with traction sand and shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware has been helping their friends and neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware is open 7 days a week on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint. Stop by and say hi today.
Hey there, Don Thomas of Selkirk Glass and Cabins. Would you look at that calendar? Furnaces and fireplaces are roaring to life. Now this is where Selkirk Glass and Cabins can help. If drafty windows and doors are the problem, give us a call to learn about lots of remedies. We can retrofit your existing window openings with new energy-efficient vinyl, fiberglass, or wood windows. If you take your screens out in the winter, it's a great time to bring them into Selkirk Glass and Cabinets for rescreening or repair and beat that summer rush. Maybe your thermal pane window glass has lost its seal and you've got condensation obscuring your view and making windowsill damage. We can easily replace that glass. Have you got a wood-burning fireplace with cracked or missing glass? Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is your only source in the area to stock the NeoCeram fire door glass. Just bring us the fireplace door and we'll install new glass in it, usually on the same day. We have a 4,000 square foot, full-service glass shop with a seasoned crew to take care of those needs. That's why Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho's radio, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, Top 10 Favorite Winter Activities. And like I said, we searched the entire globe. The world-renowned expert on winter activities found her right here in our own backyard at Schweitzer Mountain Resort.
It was quite a trip we took last weekend. We traveled to 96 countries around the world.
Yeah.
And now we're back here in Sandpoint.
We have a private jet, so
yeah.
It was cool. But anyway, joining us on the phone is the marketing manager at Schweitzer Mountain Resort, Dig Krismer. Dig, how are you?
Well, that was quite the introduction. I'm pretty humbled. Thank you ever so much for that.
I tried to convince him that Dig was short for didgeridoo and that he should announce you as Didgeridoo Krismer, and he didn't go for it.
Well, I was going to, but
only I was that musically inclined.
Yeah. I didn't know how to spell it. That's my problem. Spelling's important here on the radio.
On the radio.
So, Dig, before we get into our top tens and all that, and thanks for taking the time out. I know you guys are super busy up there. Give us a ski and board report, a weather report. What's happening at Schweitzer Mountain right now?
Well, it's snowing again.
What?
And it's pretty amazing. Actually, we were looking at some numbers this morning. We've seen 32 inches of snow in the last 6 days, and that's not including the snow that we've seen today. So far, we've had 4 inches on the snow stake by noon. We expect more throughout the day and into tonight, which is kind of fun, actually. The riding is amazing out there today.
Amazing.
The whole mountain is in great shape. Ricky, I know you're really, like, just dying to get on those black
I'm itching, man. Yeah.
Rip it up, but...
I like to, swish and...
shred.
Shred, yes, that's a term.
Shred, there you go. That's what you're gonna do. Yeah, it's great. It's really funny, because, like, obviously living in town, it's pouring with rain and looks horrible, and then... You hit about turn 5 on Schweitzer Mountain Road, and it's all changed. Game on.
Well, so, maybe I'll go up there this weekend just so it looks prettier out.
I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I was wondering, because of all the rain we're getting down here, it seems like nonstop rain. And all of that is snow at Schweitzer, so that's the good news. Because there have been over the years, sometimes when it's 40 and raining here, that it's 36 and raining at Schweitzer, and it's not good.
Correct.
So this is great.
So far,
So what, with the temp. What is the, I know you and Sean and everybody up there, you look at the projection of the, you know, the future of the next 2 months or so at Schweitzer weather-wise, what are they projecting?
Well, early in the season, they were calling for La Nina winter, which means colder temps and lots of snow. And it was kind of slow to start, to be honest with you. So in December, we really, I was looking at some numbers earlier today. The month of December, we only received about 38 inches of snow for the entire month. And we're already at 32 inches for January. Wow. So it's just kind of a weird start to this season. But then, you know, you talk to a lot of people who've lived in Sandpoint for years, and it's that whole thing, you know, summer doesn't start till 4th of July. Christmas is when winter kicks off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you kind of look at that pattern, I guess, then we're fitting into normal.
I recall last year, winter didn't happen until mid-February. Like, that's when...
Well, it was around, but, you know, it's fickle, and if I could predict it, I'd be a millionaire, but...
Yeah, and if the weather was consistently the same every year here, there would be a million people here, so...
Exactly. We kind of like it a little funky, right?
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes. Exactly.
I mean, as you may recall, you know, February was very wintry here, and then we got into March, and in a couple of days, you're, like, typically you're really teased with... You know, St. Patrick's Day weather, like, oh, it's kind of cool and rainy, like in Dublin. This is really nice.
Exactly.
And then two days later, it was snowing sideways.
Yeah.
it was crazy.
Well, and that's why I think a lot of us have just really kind of look at it, you know, day by day. Every day is different on the mountain, and you kind of take it for what it is every day. And you try to be very accurate in our snow reporting so people have a pretty good idea of what's going on up here so they can make plans accordingly. We want everyone to actually have a good experience when they're here.
Okay, so wait, be honest.
Yeah.
If there's ever like a perfect conditions day, does Schweitzer just go like as a whole group, like a team, just go like, all right, let's tell everyone it's terrible up here and just like take advantage of this ourselves?
No.
Oh.
No. We kind of like it when people like to go skiing.
Also,
you know, we're lucky. Those folks that work up here, you know, on your days off or, you know, maybe get a ride break during your shift and get to enjoy the conditions. It's nice to share the mountain with everybody.
I guess.
Good. We're good like that.
Nice.
We're good like that.
That reminds me, Ricky, years ago, a past lifetime practically for me, I had a business trip to Ventura, California to meet with Patagonia. That's where their headquarters is. And I had an appointment set up. It was this big presentation, and I showed up, and the only person in the entire office building, the parking lot was full of cars and vans and trucks, but the only person there was the receptionist. I said, "Where is everybody?" And she goes, "Surf's up."
Oh, how funny.
The entire company went surfing.
Yep.
So that happens. Anyway, we're not talking surfing today. We are talking snow, wintertime, top 10 things to do in the wintertime. And Ricky, how do you want to do this?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, folks.
did you do a top 10 list? We haven't even talked about this.
You know, we haven't, but it's pretty easy for me to give you some suggestions. Number one, of course, is going to be go skiing or snowboarding or something. That's pretty.
That's what my number one is, actually. No.
Yeah.
I did a top 10 list, so I guess I'll start and then.
I did make a list of things that I like to do.
Cool.
In the wintertime.
Well, let's do it.
So let's start with your number 10.
Okay. My number 10 is actually a winter sport activity. I do enjoy an occasional cross-country ski.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. And by that, like by occasional, I mean, I haven't done it since I was 15.
But, you know, to that point, Ricky, there's a lot of people who are kind of like fearful. They're not sure what they're going to get into in a cross-country ski. Like, you can, we offer rentals at Schweitzer. Our cross-country trails are in amazing shape right now, thanks to the snow. And unfortunately, Pine Street Woods hasn't really been able to get the conditions they need yet to make that super good. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll happen as we get into the month of January. But till then, granted, it's uphill both ways when you head out on our trail system. But once you do it, it's really fun. And anyone can rent classic gear and maybe get some pointers, take a lesson with one of our instructors and head out on the trails.
And I would highly recommend that. I tried snowshoeing last year and I rented snowshoes, fortunately, before I purchased them or invested heavily in this, because I have a natural turnout. And so having to walk straight for a long time in the snow really hurt my hips. And I was like, I need to like exercise a lot more before I get into this sport. But from what I remember of cross-country skiing, it's really fun, and I really enjoyed it, and it is something that I've been meaning to get back into. So really,
well, and that's again, like snowshoe and cross-country skiing, yeah. You can set your own pace.
Right.
And it's not a question of, oh, God, I got to go do miles and miles and miles. No, yeah. It's getting outside, it's moving, it's
exactly.
Enjoying the nature, seeing the beauty of winter. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole other kind of a more soulful side to that experience as well. Like, you can get that skiing and snowboarding too, don't get me wrong, but
totally.
For a lot of people who are getting introduced to this winter lifestyle, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
So, Dig, when you have this much snow, and it's dumping snow as we speak at Schweitzer, is it still good conditions for cross-country skiing?
It's good conditions for classic. Mm-hmm. Skate could be a little challenging, obviously, because skate, you want to have more of a clean surface to be able to get your stride, and I'm new at that, and it's hysterical, but I really like skate skiing. But this fresh snow is really good for classic skiing,
nice.
Classic cross-country skiing. Ooh, there we go. Got it. Oh, sorry.
Nailed it. We'll yeah. Edit that out in post.
Thank you.
All right. Ricky, you're number 9.
My number 9 is, and this is on almost every list of mine when we talk about activities, rearranging the house. It's one of my favorite things to do. I just rearranged my bedroom, and it just is like a new, like, you're spending a lot of time in the house right now. Like, whether you are a winter sports person or not, you're not going outside when you get home from skiing. You're going to settle in by the fire and,
right.
You know, relax. So it's nice. It's a really easy way to sort of refresh your surroundings, and everything looks new, even though it's the same old things. Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I remember several years ago when Ricky returned home after being gone for 17 years or whatever. and she was staying at my house temporarily. And I came home from work one day and the entire living room and dining room were rearranged.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I liked the way it was.
Yeah, but it had been like that for 30 years. Trying something new.
Yeah, I'm just a little bored.
Bob, this is why we change the locks when they move out.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you know, here's a tip on that. I didn't even have doors that locked.
Yeah. We lived in Kootenai. You knew
anyway,
who was breaking into your house.
Yeah, didn't really matter. Do we want to get into number 8 or take a break?
I could do my number 8 really quickly because
okay.
It kind of ties into number 9 is doing the deep cleaning. Everyone likes to do spring cleaning. And I get that because you can be outside again and do all of that kind of stuff. But I like to take this time in the winter to clean out your closet. Like, has it been a year since I've worn this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you are rearranging your furniture. I am rearranging my furniture. So it is the time, like Dig said, to clean the dust bunnies under your couch and do that sort of deep clean while you're in the house, and then you can enjoy
right.
the space more.
I understand. And here's another tip that actually I learned from my doctor a couple years ago is that you know, most of our homes are sealed up for months during the winter
right.
time, you know, and you have the heater going and all of that. But when we had a day like last weekend, it was nearly, you know, it was in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
and I just turned all the heat off and opened the windows.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
who knows
right.
when we're going to have another 40 degree day. And it really has actually felt really refreshing for a few hours, you
yeah,
know,
not forever.
Sun goes down and you got to light the fire. But yeah, cool thing to do in the wintertime. You know, another cool thing to do?
What?
Is take a break. And we'll get that out of the way. And we come back, we have a Dig from Schweitzer with us. Top 10 favorite wintertime activities. We'll continue with that right after this.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods. Join their weekly job fair each Wednesday from 11 to 4. As the number one refrigerated salad dressing company in America, Lighthouse is an essential business, and they have dozens of positions available. Entry levels start at $14 an hour, and because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, they offer generous benefits and competitive shift premiums. Register for the job fair at lighthousefoods.com/careers. Join the Lighthouse family and start your future today.
The Northwest is full of hard workers, early risers, innovators, and extra milers. You don't back down when hardships come your way. You open your doors and get to work. That's why P1FCU Member Business Services is here to support you. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
Start the new year off right at Trinity at City Beach. Hi, this is Justin Dick, and I'm excited to tell you that we are back open for lunch every day. We have all your old favorites and several new items, including our prime rib French dip, chili lime shrimp tacos, Cajun mac and cheese, and much more. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day for dine-in, to-go, curbside, and even outside under our heaters. Give us a call at 208-255-7558 or on our website, trinityatcitybeach.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. The most common reason for pet owners to abandon a pet or find it a new home is behavioral problems. So the key to an enjoyable pet, well-behaved, is to prevent inappropriate behavior in the first place. Most behavioral problems are actually normal dog behaviors, like digging, jumping, barking, and roaming. So step number one is to understand normal dog behavior and have appropriate expectations from your pet. Puppies need to chew. Just be sure to train them to chew the appropriate things. Keep your shoes and other inappropriate items picked up. Puppies explore their environment with their mouths. However, your hand is not a chew toy, so biting your hand should be stopped from day one. Teach puppies the house rules from the start. Changing rules as puppies grow only causes confusion. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
And we're back. By the way, you can also tune us in at northidahoradio.com. In fact, you can listen to any of the fine programming here on KSBT and KBFI at northidahoradio.com. And you can go back to the archives if you missed one of our local talk show hours from a week ago or whatever, or you want to hear one again. Go to the archives and do that. Right now, we're with Dig Christmer from the marketing manager at Schweitzer Mountain Resort. It's Ricky's top 10. And Ricky, what is your number 7 favorite winter activity?
Hey, thanks for asking. My number 7 is actually an outdoor activity, although it's not the most active activity that you can do outdoors. It's having a fire.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a nice one. I like that too, Ricky.
Thanks.
That's good.
Yeah,
you know, I got to tell you, up at the mountain here in the village, on the weekends when we have tubing, we've got little bonfires going out over by the tubing center and sometimes on the patio out front of the Lakeview Cafe. It's so nice.
Wait, hold on. You can go tubing on Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. This is a sport I could do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's made for you.
What?
You are a tubing goddess.
That's amazing.
All you have to do is sit there.
You know, my my younger sister, historically, I know that the building should be named for her, but it hasn't been done yet. Went headfirst sledding down the hill right behind the hotel, the White Pine Lodge, is that the one?
Right.
And hit it headfirst with her forehead. Ten? About two stories up, a guy poked his head out the window and was like, "What was that?" Like, felt her hitting the building that hard, and she had a giant welt on her forehead.
Yeah. She looked like a beluga whale. It was really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, head first,
no
full speed
on our property.
No,
you wanna go sledding? Go tubing instead.
Okay. Oh, good to know. So having a fire outside. I have a fire pit in the backyard. It's just a safe distance thing to do.
That's the thing. My friends and I all made it a goal to stock up on enough wood that we could still hang out all winter. So we can do outdoor fires and stand around, you know, far apart and bring our own beverages of our choice. And that's been our winter activity.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dig, you mentioned, you know, having fire pits outside at Schweitzer. Hats off to you guys for the way you've handled this whole COVID situation, in my opinion,
limiting inside.
I know it's really tough decisions. And then, you know, Tom threatening to close down the mountain if people didn't adhere to the new rules. And I think you guys have punched every right button. And I know it's had to be hard decisions on you, and you probably got some grief from the general public, but good for you guys.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, we're skiers and snowboarders. Mm-hmm. We're not scientists. We're not doctors. But we want to go skiing and riding. Mm-hmm. And if what we need to do is to ask our community to look after each other by covering up when they're inside the buildings and when they're in the lift lines. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do. And it's we feel it's a pretty simple request. It's pretty straightforward. You know, 95% of the people who are coming up to the mountain are fantastic about it. And we really appreciate that because mm-hmm. it's obvious we just all have the same goal. We want to ride until mm-hmm. April.
Yeah.
So that's great. I mean, hopefully, you know, we're kind of, I personally feel like we're getting towards the end of the tunnel, hopefully with the mm-hmm. vaccines and, mm-hmm. you know, getting closer to getting some normalcy back. But yeah. until then, we still need to be on our guard and take care of each other. And it's a simple request.
Well, and especially with these snowfalls, don't blow it. Like, let's right. just keep this going.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and it's such a mental health benefit. Like, mm-hmm. again, in the winter, a lot of people are inside and they're not yeah. getting out to do normal things. And for us, skiing is normal, and we want to do that because it really does save our sanity in a lot of ways after mm-hmm. this crazy last mm-hmm. year and crazy things going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to kind of forget about some stuff. We're very lucky mm-hmm. that we have this to do, mm-hmm. and so let's not spoil it. Let's take care of it and yeah. and take care of each other at the same time.
Speaking of that, my number six is my favorite mental health activity, hiking and walking. I will go for a walk almost every day, right. usually just around the neighborhood in the winter because it's a lot easier. But if you have the chance, especially because we're having a pretty temperate winter down here in the valley, you can still mm-hmm. go for some pretty easy hikes, just like prepare for mud and wet. But that is definitely one of my favorite year-round activities. And I find it a lot more gratifying in the winter too, because one, everything's really pretty. Like even yeah. if it's cold and rainy, I really enjoy that part of it, you know,
well,
like the different weather.
You can drive up to the roundabout yeah. and, you know, there's the Vuski-Lupski Trail, which is right there. You know, if you need snowshoes after a new snow like today, you're going to need snowshoes. Then a couple of days after snowfall, it gets packed down pretty good, and it's a nice, enjoyable little walk. It's kind of nice. There's some hills to it. So you're going to challenge yourself, and the views are pretty. And yeah, it's really good to get up in the snow and change that dreary town perspective.
Yeah, that's great.
And if you're not into snowshoeing, we're also very fortunate that, you know, they plow the paths at Traverse Park
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
on the byway bike path. Mm-hmm. It's a great walk, especially yeah. on a sunny yeah. winter afternoon. And even the Dover bikeway right
bike
over
path, yeah.
outside our door here. They keep that plowed, very well plowed, by the way. So it's always available to you to get outside. And I tell you, so many people get cabin fever-ish this time of year, even when it's rainy and gray like this. But just to get outside and go to Traverse Park and do a couple laps, you will feel so much better when you get home. It's a wonderful thing to do. Dick, I wanted to ask you one more quick thing about the protocols at Schweitzer. How's it going with the indoors? I know that, like, my kids growing up, they're all into boarding and skiing. But I also know that they would spend their entire weekends up at Schweitzer hanging out yeah. inside.
Honestly, my favorite hot chocolate in the world is still Schweitzer's hot chocolate.
Yeah, we win. You know, so that's a great question. I think most people are really good about this. Again, no one wants to get sick. Mm-hmm. So they're taking it seriously. So inside the buildings, people are, you know, doing what they need to do and getting in and out. And like if they're sitting and having lunch, they're great about, you know, when they're sitting down and eating, they're sitting down and eating, and then they're mm-hmm. cleaning up and getting out. So yes. I think people are kind of remembering that when they've come up to go skiing, they've come up to go skiing.
Right.
And as much as it's kind of fun to hang around in the lodge, it's not really fun to hang out in the lodge. You should right. be outside playing and, yeah. and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. So people are great. It's kind of a return to our roots kind of mm-hmm. winter, like use your car as your locker room, get in, get out of the buildings, bundle up, and stay warm, have fun, mm-hmm. enjoy the elements. You know, a bad weather day on the mountain is still better than being inside anywhere, in my yeah. opinion. So,
I mean, this is how my grandmother used to ski. She tried to ski almost every day, but she would pack her lunch and eat in the trunk of yeah. her car, you know, like open yeah, the trunk
exactly.
and sit on the bumper and have her, you know, hot chocolate and sandwich in the back of her car and then go back on the slopes. That was her whole
well,
routine.
Well, and this year, too, we've got some food trucks that are down in the Gateway lot. So there's the Gateway Grub. Nice. You know, Jupiter Jane is down there, Burger Doc, mm-hmm. as well as Felker's Barbecue. So, you know, you can ski in and get lunch.
That's
and then
awesome.
Head back out to Musical Chairs or take it with you. And people are getting creative down there. It's really fun to kind of go through the parking lot and see people hanging out. And,
yeah.
You know, in their little bubbles, having their
sure.
lunch. And, you know, it's nice. Nice.
Yeah,
people are good.
Great move there, too, to bring in the food trucks. And I know a lot of ski friends are thinking, you know, they should be here every year.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, let's see how it goes. I mean, we're learning a lot this year from, you know, from bad situations. You can gain some great insight. So,
yeah,
definitely lots to learn and lots to take forward with this as we go. So.
Yeah, that's been one of my favorite things, especially with the downtown retailers, is people getting creative during this last year and like how to make your business function in this new world that we're living in. And it's been really great.
It is great. And looking for that silver lining is important. Yeah.
And yeah, it's not a bad thing that people are much more conscious about germs and breathing on other
people
and all that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, thank goodness.
Who knew? I mean, washing your hands is such a big deal.
Yeah, or wearing a mask in an airport. I tell you, I used to travel a lot before all of this COVID, and I am never going to travel another airport again without a mask. I mean, it's just going to be the way it's going to be.
That's what I was saying. This is the first winter I haven't had a cold or the flu. Because I'm wearing a mask everywhere I go. It's amazing.
It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was pretty fascinating. Fascinating.
Ricky, let's get your number five in here and then get our final break out of the way.
My number five is actually another outdoor activity that I did quite often over the Christmas break because it was a way to see my niece and nephews and my friend's other kids that I couldn't normally spend time with, and they don't necessarily want to sit around a fire. So we went sledding. Which I understand now why you don't have sledding up on Schweitzer, but tubing is very similar. But it's a really fun, like you feel like a little kid for a second that you're sliding down this hill, and it's dangerous and exciting. And it's just,
yeah, hence why we don't let it.
But my little niece is five and she is so brave. She kept going like, can we go to the top of the hill? I'm like, you can.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I noticed Pine Street, they were sledding there a couple weeks or last week or so, and they had the nice big snow. There was a lot of kids and families up there, which is great to see. And again, you know, we don't allow sledding on the property here at Schweitzer for safety reasons. But check out Hermitage, the tubing center. And the tubing is really fun because you can go with your family and kind of make an evening of it. And you're outside, and so you can get some fresh air. And, or the weekends, we have afternoon sessions as well. And all of those can be booked online. And again, it's a nice excuse to come up to the mountain, even if you don't want to ski, to come up and enjoy this winter atmosphere. And the gang over there, they're a lot of fun. And they do a really good job of, you know, making sure everybody's safe and having a wonderful time. So highly recommend tubing.
Yes.
Yeah, tubing. We got to do that, right?
I know. Let's try it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
What are you doing after this?
I'm going tubing up at the Schweitzer. It's a little too warm down here for sledding right now. It's like slushing. But when we have a lot of snow and the lake is frozen, you know, boat ramps make great sledding hills.
Yeah.
Especially for little kids. And you mentioned sledding. You know what I like better than sledding is watching little kids sled because they're just laughing hysterically and it's just such a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Hey, I just thought of another fun thing to do.
Take a break.
Listen to some great commercials.
I feel like we have different definitions of what fun is.
Well, this is what I do. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with a dig from a Schweitzer Mountain Resort and Ricky's Top 10 for this week. So stick around.
Hi, Jim here for the Pondere Winery. We're kicking off the new year by offering our ever-popular and newly released 2019 Merlot as January's Wine of the Month. In other exciting news, backed by popular demand, we'll also be releasing the new rendition of our Huckleberry Blush. Come kick back with a loved one, a handmade pizza, and a bottle of your favorite wine in the friendly confines of our tasting room located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Our Facebook page and website are updated with all upcoming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday musicians. Here's to a happy and healthy new year from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
What's better than a good breakfast? A good breakfast on sale, of course.
Wake up to savings for Super One Foods' week-long cereal and breakfast sale. Assorted cereals, just $1.68 each. Donald Duck orange juice, $1.88 a carton. Fran's six-count English muffins, just $1.68 a package.
Super One Foods' week-long breakfast sale, going on now. Bring on the morning.
Getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like that family movie night your daughter can't live without. Yeah, can't do that. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
How tall will I be?
Can I die from hiccups?
What's antibiotics?
Do I have cooties?
What's toe jam?
Why can't medicine taste like burritos?
Kids have all kinds of questions. We have the answers. With 6 pediatricians on staff, Kiniksu Health Services, Sandpoint Pediatrics, has the ability to treat even the most difficult health needs of your child, all in a kid-friendly environment. At Kiniksu Health Services, we specialize in making it all better. Check us out at kiniksuhealthservices.org.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Kick off your new year with great savings at Bi-Mart with our latest savings book coming to your mailbox this week. There are 16 pages full of great New Year's deals for you and your family. From everything you need to take care of your pets, to clothing, electronics, hardware, and more. We have you covered with all the fantastic deals you've come to expect as a loyal Bi-Mart member. See all the savings posted now at Bi-Mart.com and in your mailbox this week. Bi-Mart, employee-owned, real value every day.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on NorthIdahoRadio.com as well as at KSBT KBFI. I'm Bob Witte along with Ricky. Ricky's Top 10. Dick Christmer from Schweitzer Mountain Resort is our very special guest and top 10 favorite winter activities, and I think this has been a lot of fun. Do you have 15 more minutes?
I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
What do you need?
You're doing great.
Yeah. For not having made
Let's
a list.
It's all good.
Okay. Ricky, where are you? You're number four.
Oh, thank you. My number four is, it's a tie between two of my favorite activities. And yes, these are year-round activities, but in the winter, I feel like they take on a special place in my heart. Both baking, baking cakes and cookies. And then that also goes along with drinking. There are special cocktails that I enjoy mostly in the winter, like say a hot toddy or whiskey and ice or
coconut.
Yeah. So those two are just two of my favorite winter activities that I do quite often.
You know that you can, there's a way to enjoy that here as well.
Oh.
You could do your foot passenger ticket to the Sky House. Mm-hmm. Those are limited in quantity this year because it's part of our, overall capacity restrictions and so forth. So check for those tickets online. But you can go up to Sky House and enjoy a fantastic winter concoction.
You know, I've been meaning to do this for 2 years now, and I still haven't. I've gone up in the summer, but I haven't gone up in the winter.
No, I think you need to make that happen because it's really beautiful, especially on a clear, clear, crisp winter day.
Yeah.
You can be inside the Sky House and see the view. Again, it's challenging with COVID because we don't want people to be inside too long, but at the same time, there's people who want to come up for a quick trip and have something to do on a winter day.
Yeah.
And,
but there's a big outdoor patio as well, right?
There is a big outdoor patio, correct. Mm-hmm. Just bundle up accordingly.
But Dig, wouldn't Ricky look a little ridiculous and riding down on the chairlift?
Nope, not at all. Everyone will wave at her and say hi.
Maybe you could take a tube up with you.
Yeah.
Or I could just carry a snowboard like I had ridden it, and then I could bring a fake cast. Yeah.
I just act all tired and stuff.
Put on a whole show.
Yeah, you had mentioned going online. You guys are doing that all year, right? You can only buy your lift tickets online?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. Yep. So day tickets, foot passenger tickets, Nordic trail tickets, those are all you can pre-purchase online. All those tickets are loaded for the season. There are some days that are already sold out over the MLK weekend. And I haven't checked for President's Weekend, but I'm sure that they're getting close because they're popular days. But there's still availability midweek and other weekends. Mm-hmm. So you can just pre-purchase those tickets in advance. Twilight skiing is an exception. We'll be having twilight skiing Friday and Saturday night through till March. And those tickets you can purchase at the ticket window or through one of our On the Night fundraising partners. There's a variety of organizations that Schweitzer works with so that you can purchase a ticket in town and half the proceeds of the ticket goes to that organization.
Oh, like the Lighthouse YMCA.
Like, great segue. Yeah. you and I are a little partial to that organization.
Maybe a little.
But yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Good information to know. And really good point. Martin Luther King and President's Day weekend either sold out or about to sell out. So if you plan on
Correct.
Skiing or you have friends coming up from out of town, go online and get your lift tickets now.
That's right. And then seriously, let me tell you, midweek is really the best time to come.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I think in general.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And number three, Ricky?
My number three, and I'd love to see Dig tie this into Schweitzer somehow, is reading. I feel like obviously you can read year-round, but sitting next to a fire when it's cold and rainy out and you're sitting there and you're toasty and you're reading and you have your cocktail and your pie, it's a very nice thing.
Or coconut.
I think I'm going to let you have that one after the day being... Thank
you.
By the fire.
Yes. Apres-ski. Yes.
Yeah, those are my favorite winter activity, I think, is reading by the fire. It's just like, I just absolutely love it. And sometimes you're reading a great book like we're both reading right now, and you just don't want it to end.
Yeah.
It's like,
which book is this?
It's called Nightingale, and it's about these two sisters in France during World War II, and it's very interesting.
You will have a whole new appreciation of the European vision or the way they looked at World War II, and what those people actually lived through is unreal.
It's so amazing.
Well, when you finish that book, I have a recommendation for you. It's called Sweet Francais, which is also another excellent book about experiences during World War II in France, and it's like three different stories of three different perspectives.
Whoa.
Pretty fascinating as well.
Interesting.
I want it.
Yeah.
All right. We have two more to go through, and then...
My number two is also it'll be a stretch to... get this well no maybe not okay so I'm a big crafter. I craft all the time. Knitting in the winter in particular is my favorite thing. I was like sport knitting. I was like hardcore dedicated to my craft, like blisters on my fingers knitting to get presents done for everybody for Christmas, which I almost did, and hopefully you will see some of my work displayed up on Schweitzer this season.
Like on my head?
Yes.
Does this mean you're going to make me a hat?
I could make you a hat.
That would be amazing.
Do you need
original,
more hats?
I'd take it.
Yeah, okay. I made one of my friends a hat, and it is the cutest hat. Like, I was like crying laughing when I finished it because it's so cute. It looks like a little like Who hat, like the Who's, you know, from the Grinch.
I see a new trend.
Yeah.
I see a new Schweitzer original, like.
She said it's her new favorite hat, so I could whip one of those out for you.
There you go.
So did you teach yourself how to knit, or is it something you have to have somebody show you?
Oddly, it was my uncle's mother, so sort of granny. We called her granny growing up, but not blood related. Every year when we were kids, because we lived in North Idaho, would send us a different craft and like an how-to kind of thing. So she sent us knitting and crocheting supplies when we were kids, and that's how I learned. And then I recently took it back up by watching YouTube videos, and I joined a knitting circle to sort of get pointers and re-teach myself.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I really like it.
Good.
So crafting is my number two.
Yeah, I was waiting all, you know, winter for Christmas. You go, what is Ricky going to make me this year? Last year I had a scarf and stuff, and I got a crock pot.
Yeah. So. Yours was easy for me. I got to go buy yours.
No, but that is one thing I've gotten really into this COVID winter is homemade soups. Every weekend I just try something. I'm trying not to use recipes. I'm trying to just figure it out.
Yeah.
So far, that's been all right.
Last one was great.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
Your number one?
My number one is my favorite activity in general. Yes, it's true. But again, like all these other things that you can
do
year-round.
Wait, you already mentioned drinking.
Right. I mean, my second favorite activity. You can do this year-round. But in particular, in the winter, it just takes on a different feeling, is watching movies. And obviously this year, we're one, thirsty for new content, and two, everyone's kind of binged through all of their streaming services because we've been staying at home a lot more. But there still are some classic wintertime favorites. I really enjoyed all the Christmas movies for like different reasons this year. And it's kind of fun just going back. I've been watching a lot of my old VHS tapes, like movies that I haven't necessarily seen in a long time. And that's really fun. And just kind of, you have the time.
Don't you need a VCR for that?
I have a VCR.
What?
I know.
Well, yeah, the other thing, there's the, I don't know, I can't remember the link off the top of my head, but I know that the Banff Mountain Film Fest mm-hmm. has a lot of their old films available for people to watch on YouTube. And it's also a great time to track down clips from Warren Miller and like all the old days of skiing. And there's just some really fun content out there.
I really really like watching skiing movies like that. Like, I think it's really, it's like watching surf movies too. I really like that. You can appreciate it even if you're not a sporty person.
If you tell me Point Break is your favorite, I'll cry.
It is my favorite.
She mentions it all the time on this show. The things that we're learning. Yeah, but I agree with you about movies. I know that in normal years, we'd love going to the Panada Theater on a Sunday afternoon and watching a first release movie on the big screen. It's just so awesome.
Right.
But I don't watch like Netflix in the summertime at all. There's just, I want to be outside doing something. Yeah. But I've really learned to appreciate in the last couple of winters of Vikings, that TV show. And it's outstanding, and they're on new season right now.
I know.
And Outlander.
Well, and the other... If you haven't checked out the PBS series Outdoor Idaho, I don't know if you're familiar with that. They did a really great pieces on Lake Pendre and on the cabinets and Selkirks, and it's really pretty beautiful. We live in an amazing state, and
whole
series is pretty spectacular. So if that's,
I will check that out.
Documentaries that have a local touch, that Outdoor Idaho is excellent.
I like it.
Very good.
I also did a really fun thing. I had a friend and I just started a movie. Like, we were on the phone and went, okay, 3, 2, 1, and started a movie at the same time. And then we just texted all through it, like when funny things happened or we quoted lines to each other. And that was a really funny way to act like we were watching a movie together.
That's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Dig, thanks for joining us today. And we have a couple
couple
more minutes. Remind people to buy their lift tickets online and what to expect when they get to Schweitzer Mountain Resort this winter.
Yeah. Well, they're online. So head to Schweitzer.com and you'll find the link for the tickets there. The best page to kind of get the latest information about ticket availability and what's going on up here is, of course, our conditions page. And that's pretty easy to find off the homepage. Check in and see what's going on. We are going to have some fireworks over Martin Luther King weekend on that Saturday evening. It'll be a different setup and a different format than we've had in the past. We're going to try and stage it so that you can see it from a multitude of locations so that people don't have to congregate in the village.
Are you doing the torchlight parade as well?
We will not be doing the torchlight parade. No. Yeah, we're trying to really be cognizant of, you know, social distancing and kind of spreading things out. So hence the fireworks will happen, but, you know, in a point where people can see them from different places.
Smart.
So they don't need to come into up to the village to see them.
Mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of questions about that already at the chamber. So I've been trying to tell people, you're the one doing, we're not doing Winter Carnival down here.
No, you're like, not the chamber. It's right there. Yes. And we are going to do that. So that'll be nice. And again, it'll be hopefully a pretty night. Sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate. So we'll see what happens. So fingers crossed, we have a nice night that night.
Yeah.
All right, Dig, keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us.
Maybe... thank you guys. I appreciate the invite. It was great to chat with both of you.
And for more information on anything Schweitzer or Sandpoint, just go to Schweitzer.com and check it out for yourself. Take care.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
That's about do it for Ricky's Top 10 for this week. We'll be back in here next Wednesday. I will also be back in here tomorrow for North Idaho Thursday. How clever is that? Our weekly segment with Bonner General Health this week will be Dr. Morgan Morton will be join us, OBGYN at Sandpoint Women's Health. Not only will we find out the latest COVID situation at the BGH, but it's also Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. So we will learn more about that tomorrow. Also tomorrow we'll have Kelsey Maxwell and Phil Huff.
Oh,
know them
from
Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. Their Wild and Scenic Film Festival is coming up at the end of the month, and it's virtual as well. So
they also have a bunch of winter hikes happening on Scotchman Peaks.
Yeah, I mentioned that in our opening earlier. It was earlier.
Mentioned that earlier.
No, it was earlier than that, though.
Oh.
So we'll be talking about all that stuff and keep up kind of the wintry theme. Anyway, that's it for today. I'll be back in here tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.